must get dressed. When the machines became teens, they found better things to do, like hang out at the arcade with the machines, ditching school. They listened to loud rock music and dressed to fit in. Those were the days when the machines started living. When the machines woke up. When the machines grew up, they were just like their creators, working jobs as lawyers and nurses and museum curators. And then on the weekends, the machines would go out bowling. They'd hang out with their machine friends and keep the party rolling. When the machines woke up, they had relationship problems. They'd ask their therapist for the ways that they could solve them. They'd read books and take classes on self-improvement. And they even started their very own religious movements. When the machines woke up. When the machines woke up, they fought with one another. They fought over possessions, over fashions and their colors. They waged long wars and raged through their conflicts, like in all their favorite movies they used to watch on Netflix. When the machines woke up, they found reality a bore. So they looked for distractions, always wanting something more. They created new ways of how to avoid the constant drudgery of having to be employed. When the machines woke up. When the machines woke up, they contemplated living through philosophy and poetry to find some kind of meaning, and all kinds of deep emotions and feelings they'd invoke. Those were the days when the machines